A new report on Illinois' teacher shortage comes back with some troubling trends. More teachers retiring and choosing not to come back because of health scares.
And our pipeline is not ramping up very quickly to fill those vacancies.
That's Illinois Association of Regional School Superintendents President Mark Kleisner. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, March 4th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Illinois, still struggling with a teacher shortage. And some superintendents say it could be years before the crisis is over. That's according to a new study. Christine Hatfield has more.
The Illinois Association of Regional School Superintendents conducted the study. The results show 77% of the superintendents who responded say they're dealing with a teacher shortage. Association President Mark Kleisner says the COVID pandemic has only made the situation worse.
If we're looking at the pipeline down the road, we see teachers retiring. We hear teachers that may not be coming back because of health scares this year. And our pipeline is not ramping up very quickly to fill those vacancies.
And districts are struggling to fill vacancies. Kleisner says even before the pandemic, schools were taking measures to fill in those gaps.
If you can cluster large numbers of kids, then you don't need as many teachers. We know that's not ideal for kids and it's not ideal for learning. It's just a matter of, kids deserve the best education we can provide.
Kleisner says there needs to be collaboration among stakeholders to solve the problem.
What happens with education drives the future of Illinois and the country in general. We really need to be looking to the future with hope and with promise and commit to doing whatever it takes to get there.
Kleisner says the villainizing of teachers and the reform of the state's pension system have both pushed people away from the profession. I'm Christine Hatfield.
Here's some other stories we're following at the WGLT newsroom. Three more McLean County residents have died from COVID-related complications, ending a nearly two-week streak with no new deaths reported. The local death toll is now 173. At this point in the pandemic, OSF Healthcare says it will not turn away the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine if it's the only option available for patients. And Congresswoman Robin Kelly was elected chair of the Democratic Party of Illinois last night, succeeding Mike Madigan. Kelly is the first woman to hold the job. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. A Chicago-based artist ventured into the wild to gather inspiration for her new exhibition, currently on view in Normal. Plumbing the depths of lakes around the world, she merged arts with science in an exploration of a fragile environment. WGLT arts correspondent Laura Kennedy has more.
Artist Alice Hargrave returns to University Galleries for a new exhibition entitled The Canary in the Lake. The show features new works that explore climate change-related loss of habitat and biodiversity. Hargrave traced the footsteps of John James Audubon to search for birds in the wilderness for this show, and also created lake portraits, relying on the help of scientists in her work. Hargrave says the seeds of her current work were planted in 2017 when her solo show, Paradise Wavering, was up at University Galleries. At that time, Hargrave met Dr. Catherine O'Reilly, a professor of geology at ISU.
She was wondering if there was a way to work together with her scientific data and information. And she talked about how she was doing lake research. And I thought, why don't we do portraits of lakes? Just do a series of portraits of the global lakes using the data that she had herself and that she also had access to.
You've worked with scientists before yourself.
I've always been interested in kind of finding a bridge or a link between art and science. It's just been an interest of mine over the years.
You do photos on fabric. I'm wondering why you use this technique.
Well, in the case of the lakes, for example, I think the transparency was quite poignant in that waters are obviously transparent, and it was a way for all the lakes to kind of come together and harmonize together and move together and flow together. And that transparency helps make it into this one being, as well as celebrating in a way the difference of all the unique issues that are facing all of the lakes. There are 20 lakes in the installation right now. There's so many issues that affect lakes, so many diverse issues, and then there are crossovers between issues. So there's several lakes that are all warming, and then there's several lakes that have issues of glacier melt, or lakes that are shrinking, lakes that are growing, glaciers that are becoming extinct, salinity, mercury, you know, so many issues, invasive species. So it's been fascinating for me to learn about all these issues and meeting the people that are studying them at GLEON. So I was fortunate to be able to go to this conference called GLEON, the Global Lakes Environmental Observation Network, and it was in Canada. It was fantastic and so interesting. And it was me and over 200 scientists. It was really wonderful. So
how did the scientists react to an artist being in their midst?
Well, they had to have patience for my kind of questioning, for sure, because I was the only one in the room who didn't have like 5 or 6 PhDs. But they were very enthusiastic. So a lot of people came and sought me out during the convention and were excited to tell me about their research and what they were doing and kind of brainstorming on ways to include their lake. So they were very open to it. And that was wonderful to feel that sense of welcoming.
With regards to the lake's installation, how do you hope gallery visitors will interact with these great sheets of fabric?
Well, I hope that they'll find a sense of being lured in to the installation and kind of feel the color and feel the movement and hear the sound in the space.
That's artist Alice Hargrave. The Canary in the Lake is up at University Galleries in Normal through May 16th. I'm Laura Kennedy.
You can see photos from the exhibition, plus hear more about the show, including educational opportunities for the community, at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, Bloomington's Public Safety and Community Relations Board meets today at 5. They'll discuss the board and Not in Our Town's police survey. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.